somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to our National Day of Prayer Eve service. Praise God. Welcome all of you that are online. We're going to pray. We're going to believe God together. Amen. We're going to experience explosions of almightiness in the house tonight. Amen. Why don't you turn and greet a few folks tonight. Tell them how glad you are to see them in the house tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. That's the way you should be praising the Lord on this Wednesday night. Amen, amen, amen. Well, the question's been asked, how did the National Day of Prayer begin? Well, on April 17th, 1952, that's when I was 2 years old, a bill was passed that said the president shall set aside and proclaim a suitable day each year other than a Sunday as a national day of prayer on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer, meditation at churches and groups and individuals. Amen? So it's 2025, and how many of you know what the theme is? The theme this year is pour out to the God of hope and be filled. And that's found in Romans chapter 15 and in verse 13 where it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we can be filled with joy and peace as we believe God, as we trust God in prayer. Is we're not moved by what we see, but we're moved by what we believe and moved by what the Word of God says. Amen? Amen? So here's a little PowerPoint, and this is the prayer that everyone's praying generally. So let's go ahead and pray it together. Amen? Add a little enthusiasm to it. Amen? Can you see it okay? All right. Ready? Read. God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing so that we will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You have caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Therefore, we hope in what we do not see. The world is not our home or reality, but the Lord is our rock, our truth, our certainty. God of hope, we pour out our praise and are filled with your powerful presence. We pour out repentance of sin and are filled with forgiveness and righteousness. We pour out our needs, the desires of our hearts, and are filled with your kingdom, provision, and purpose. We pour out our hearts for our nation, for the people and places, relationships and responsibilities the Lord has established, the church, the family, education, business, military, arts, entertainment, media, and government. May all who live, serve, and steward in these be filled with your purpose, your wisdom, your strength, and your truth. Amen.
Amen.
Good prayer there. Amen? Praise the Lord. So that was good to be able to do that together. What tonight is going to look like, we're going to kind of be praying in segments. There'll be some exhortation. There'll be some teaching. And different ones will be helping me lead in prayer. But I think it would be good for us to look at 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. He said, then if my people who are called by my name, that's us, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Now notice with me, and turn from their wicked ways, from their twisted ways of thinking, from their twisted ways of behaving. He says, what will happen? I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal or I will restore their land. Everyone say the word restore two times. Restore, restore. So this was God's promise to King Solomon and all of Israel. This was a prescription, it was a promise, and it was a prayer for a healthy nation. And that still holds today in 2025. A dear friend of ours, Mark Brzee, said this, when the church does what it's supposed to do in prayer, opens doors for God to do what He's already promised to do in our nation. Amen? And so one of the key things that we are supposed to be doing is we're supposed to be praying for those that are in authority. Not only political leaders, but also those spiritual leaders in our country, our pastors and so on. We'll be praying about some of those things. But in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he said, I exhort that first of all, in other words, this is of primary importance to the Lord, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks. Notice it didn't say grumbling and whining and complaining. But giving of thanks be made for just the men and women you like. No, be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. That includes presidents and vice presidents and so on. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Notice with me in verse 3 and 4. For this is good. And it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who had all men to be saved and to what? To come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Another translation says, pray for all men with all forms of prayers and requests as you intercede with intense passion. Is it true or is it true that it is the fervent prayer of a righteous man that makes tremendous power available and it becomes dynamic in its working? The power of God is released through the prayers of the saints. The power of God comes into manifestation and begins to work in different areas of our government, in different areas of our nation. Oh, thank God. We've got faith in the power of God. We've got faith in a faithful God. We have got faith that God is able to do the exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think in America. Can you shout amen? Amen. Glory to God. And so I want you all to stand up. We're going to pray our first segment right now. We're going to pray for our political leaders. Now, who are those? Well, of course, political leaders are those like the president, the vice president, his cabinet members, congressional leaders, senators, and the Supreme Court. How many of you know the Supreme Court needs some prayer? They are constantly making some big decisions that impact and affect America. Amen. And then we pray for our state government leaders, our governor, our executive leaders, our legislative leaders, our judicial leaders, our local government. How about praying for the mayor in Hayward? Amen. The city council, the police. Amen. Fire chief, judges, and county officials. So, Father, we lift up our hands and we lift up our voice right now. And we lift each and every one of them before the throne of grace. We hold them up before you tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for our leaders and we are asking you, sir, to grant to them wisdom. Grant to them wisdom. Enable them to walk and live in integrity. Guide their hearts by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Give them supernatural divine wisdom. We lift up our voice here in Hayward tonight. And we brokas sambro kiste la brateya. O bredi sema tola mare. We vrede ma somble niste pakola. Ondre basondre. We surround them right now with our faith. We surround them with our love. We thank you, Father, that you're moving, that you are moving on their behalf. And as you move on their behalf, you are moving on the behalf of this nation. You are moving on the behalf of the people of this nation. Oh, Father. Oh, Ramasandri Barandala Bakasa. We come against any antichrist agendas. We come against anything and everything that would sabrokama sanda, that would try to sabotage, that would try to sabotage the work that you've begun in this great nation. We declare, glory to God, you will complete it. You will perfect it, Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voice. Give him praise. Give him praise. Glory to God. Oh, Rabakasi telebronda lebeste.
Oh, Rabasande.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hombre sepata. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, right along those lines, we're going to pray, and you can be seated just for a moment. We're doing this in segments, as Pastor said. And right along those lines, we're going to pray protection over America.
That's right.
And over the leaders in our nation. We've already kind of been touching on that. But I want to read a couple of real important scriptures. This is unusual tonight for me. Our internet was down all day. And I'm like, what in the world? You mean I get to read out of my old-fashioned Bible? So, it's a good thing, right? Yours was out too. Yeah, okay. Anyhow, that's kind of a weapon we should take authority over, I think. So, Isaiah 54, verse 17, scripture that I want to read, familiar one. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So I was reading that today out of the Amplified, and it says, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. And this is the part I want to emphasize. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. So we know that opposition comes against the leaders in our nation. How about any opposition against you? You ever had any opposition against you? What about this? Opposition that the enemy stirs up. Demonic forces that would try to attack our nation. That's all inspired of the devil. But this verse tells us that because we are the righteousness of God and we have this is our nation, so we can the authority to stand upon the word of God, and we can say no weapon formed against our nation or any of our leaders is going to prosper, and every kind of opposition that comes against our nation, whether it's a terrorist attack or whatever plot of the enemy, we triumph over it in the name of Jesus. I don't know, that spoke to me. I really like that. And then, of course, Psalms 91. We need to look over there. We thank you, Lord, for protection. Amen. Psalms 91, verse 10 and 11. I like this. There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. That's out of the Amplified. So we can use that. Come near us, our personal house, where we live, but it's not coming near our nation. It's not coming near our capital, our state capital, our cities, our neighborhoods. We can expand it all the way down there. Amen. We're not having it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. And, you know, also, we want to pray along those lines that no evil's going to come near our, like we've already talked about it, our political leaders. But how about our military? We need to be speaking peace and protection over all of those that serve in our military. I know Pastor Nancy has a grandson that's graduating tomorrow out of the Navy boot camp, right? Yay! So, I mean, we got young men and young women that are stepping up. They're joining our military. We need to be pleading the blood of Jesus over every branch of our military. What about those that are on the border, our border patrol? They need to be covered in the blood of Jesus. Amen. And then, of course, what about our police officers? I love the police, the men and the women that put their life on the line for us every single day. Not long ago, I was was going through a drive-thru at In-N-Out. And in my rearview mirror, I noticed that there was a police officer in the car behind me. And I saw his face, and I almost began to weep. He looked like a kid, just a young man in that car by himself. And I said to the people when I got up there, and I asked her what his order was. She told me, and he'd ordered a Dr. Pepper. I said, oh, I really like him now. So anyhow, because I like Dr. Pepper. But I paid for his meal. And while we were still waiting in the line, I was getting mine, he jumped out of his car. And he came up to me, the window, and he said, with a smile on his face, you don't know how much that means. And I said to him, we pray for you. Every day we're praying for the police officers in our city. We ought to be doing that. Thank God for them. And he was like, you made my day. He was so thankful for, you know, me buying a $12 In-N-Out thing. But just the fact, I think it meant more that I said, we're praying for you. And I was thinking, wow, there he was in that car by himself. But I believe he wasn't by himself. I believe the angels of the Lord are encamped around about our military. They're encamped around about our policemen and women, our first responders, our Coast Guard, hallelujah, our Border Patrol. And actually, before we pray, the very next verse there, in verse 11, for he will give his angels special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all of your ways. So let's stand back up. Father, we want to thank you right now for all those that are serving in our nation, the political leaders, the military, the border patrol, the first responders. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call on angelic assistance, angelic assistance at our borders in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you give our men and women serving in these capacities. Not only is there great protection by the angels of the Lord and by pleading the blood of Jesus, but Lord, those angels even bring things to light to them. They show them things. Thank you, Lord, that their eyes are opened, not just their natural eyes, but their spiritual eyes are opened and are enlightened. You give them eyes to see what they need to see, and those things that need to be stopped are stopped. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, and we honor our men and women in uniform, whether it's military, police, Coast Guard, Border Patrol, first responders. Lord, we honor them because they are honoring our nation by serving in those capacities. And we thank you, Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! You said those that honor me, I will honor. And these men and women in these positions, they are honoring God by putting their lives on the line for our nation. So we thank you, Lord, that you honor them, you protect them, and you bless them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank God. Everyone say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We plead the blood of Jesus.
We plead the blood of Jesus.
Over our president.
Over our president.
In the mighty name.
In the mighty name.
Above every name.
Above every name.
We boldly declare tonight.
We boldly declare tonight.
No weapon. Formed against him. Shall ever prosper. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We loose the ministering spirits. The angels of the Lord. All around him. All around his family.
All around his cabinet. All around his cabinet.
Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost over that a minute.
Yes.
Oh,
No weapon formed against them. And the evil that is trying to be spoken over them.
We come against the strategies of the evil one.
Yeah, we do.
We come against the strategies. In the name of Jesus. Ombra pasanda. You that would try to hinder progress. You that would try to hinder and cause us to move backwards instead of forward. We come against those strategies of the evil one right now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind you, devil. We take our dominion over you right now. We demand you to desist in your maneuvers. We demand you to stop right now. Everyone put your foot down and say, stop. Right now. In the name of Jesus.
Woo,
glory to God. We're moving onward. We're moving upward. Glory
Bashtangla Bahandala. And you do cause them to triumph over evil words.
Triumph.
In the name of Jesus. Evil words that are being spoken against our president, our vice president, his entire cabinet, all the way down.
That's right.
We bind those evil words and we say they shall not come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. And we speak blessing instead of cursing on them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father. We lift up the economy right now.
Yes,
the economy in the name of Jesus. We whatever needs to come together, Lord, we pray it come together right now.
Yes, Lord.
Those negotiations, Lord, the negotiations. We pray about the negotiations. We prakasongri mastaya. The negotiations. Blata sola branda labaso. Oh, no moni selebe. Oh, no mokete la maha. Oh, no minike la boronde. No mniti selemole. Yeah, batose. It's going to go God's way. It's going to go God's way. It's going to go God's way. We thank you for a braka sandro brata la bashea. Oh, rindi bestendi le mastea. Oh, rima casta la dominde. Oh, ramasa. In the name of Jesus. Here's what I get in my spirit. There's going to be a surge. A moving forward. Let's pray about the surge in our economy. Oh, Ramakasata Labakane. A surging. Marindo Sanadea. Oh, Ramakasata Limoshte
Labakane. Surge.
Glory to God. We believe the report of the Lord. We breke sama lombre di shelabastea lane. Oh, Mramasia. Ha ha. All strategies. All strategies of the evil one, shall not come to pass. But the will of the Lord shall be done. The will of the Lord shall be accomplished. It all come to pass. It shall come to pass. Ha ha. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in America. The glory of the Lord shall be in manifestation. Omri dishtema. So we stand as one tonight. We stand as one with millions and millions of Christians here in America on this National Day of Prayer Eve. We stand and we declare that it is your will, it is your plan for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We thank you for that great harvest, Lord. Woo, glory to God. Everyone shout glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. And so, Father, right now we pray. We pray over this next great spiritual awakening in America. Oh, how many of you know our nation needs an awakening? Oh, Father. And one of the things that we can pray concerning an awakening, we can ask for heaven's help. And one way that heavens helps us is by the person, the power, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit in the Word of God is also typified as rain. Everyone say rain. How many of you know that we are in the time of the latter rain? We are in the time of the greater glory. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former. But as we are consistent and as we are persistent to pray for rain, to pray for a moving of the Holy Spirit, what that does is that releases, glory to God, the clouds of glory. It opens in Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. We are instructed, he said, ask of the Lord for rain when? In the time of the latter rain. And the Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. Lift up both hands toward heaven. And let's declare this together. Let's ask this together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, we're asking for the rains, the rain of the Holy Spirit. Let it rain. Let it rain to accommodate a great spiritual awakening in our land and in our country. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the rain. Oh, thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain, Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, abundance of rain. Roma sanda mastea. Abundance of rain brings abundance of glory. Abundance of rain brings abundance of manifestations of the Spirit of God. Abundance of rain, ha ha, shall turn into a flood of glory, and it'll sweep people in. It'll sweep people into the kingdom of God. It'll sweep the harvest in. Woo! How many of you know we need harvest help? Harvest help. The rain will help us in the harvest. The rain will help us in the harvest. Glory to God. Oh, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Glory to God. Oh, Rabakasita Lamahai. Glory to God. Ha ha, go ahead. Go ahead. We are a team here.
And rain sabokoriba. Yeah, rain. Rain on the hearts. Rain on the hearts of the church. Rain on the hearts of the pastors. Rain on the hearts of the evangelists and the prophets and the teachers. Oh, pakasata. Rain upon the fivefold ministry gifts. In the name of Jesus, that spiritual leaders would rise up, pakashombrata. Rise up and lead. Oh, ha, 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 ha. That they would debakashondraba. That is so preta. It is time. It's time for those spiritual leaders to rise up and to be a voice. To be a voice that declares revival. Be that voice that declares a spiritual awakening in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. And you know, it reminds us of the scripture over in Isaiah chapter 60 that it says, arise and shine.
Rise and shine.
For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And then, of course, we know that darkness, gross darkness, is trying to cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But that's not the end of the story. Woo! But the Lord will arise, hallelujah, and His glory shall be seen.
Shall be seen.
Say, it's going to be seen upon me. It's going to be seen upon my church in the mighty name of Jesus.
An awakening in the church.
Oh, hallelujah.
An awakening in the church. An awakening in the church.
An awakening is for those that are lost.
The night is far spent.
But Lord, we're crying out for revival. And a revival. Let me just tell you some really good facts about a revival, and that'll inspire you to pray that way. A revival could be described as a visitation of God's Spirit on God's people. And listen to this. An awakening is a time of such intense visitation that both Christians and non-Christian communities are affected. Woo-hoo-hoo! Revivals alter the lives of individuals. Awakenings alter the worldview of a whole group of people. Oh, dear Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. If we look at our nation's history, we just had Pastors Mark and Janet Brzee here. He did such a great job describing past revivals. And we don't look at the past things that have happened in our nation and say, oh, I wished I would have been alive then. We look at the past things to create in us that hunger and that desire and that faith that, Lord, you're going to do it again. Woo! Lord, you shall do it again. Ha, 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 ha. Rain down that rain on our drought-stricken lives. Oh! Woo! Let the base pareta. So we cry out, Lord, for that revival. Revival in our churches. Revival in the leadership. In the mighty name of Jesus.
This word kind of comes up in my spirit. The judgment must begin at the house of God.
Okay.
There is so much wokeism. There is so much tolerance of homosexuality. There is so much tolerance, I mean, in the church, of things that really need to be judged. And we can pray. We can pray for that. We can pray for those churches. We can pray for those pastors. Because it's not the will of God for any of them to be taken out. Amen? You know, the Bible says if we'll judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Amen? So, Father, we pray. We pray for the churches, Lord. We pray que samara daste. Oh, Lord, let them stand up. Let them stand up and stand out. Stand up and stand out above that peer pressure. Stemblo capa sare niste molombre diste de malande diste mana. Oh, brikistea. Oh, Lord, we pray. We pray for their deliverance. We pray for their freedom. Lord, Lord, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. But let us, those who are of the day, put on the armor of light. And so we put on the armor of light in prayer tonight on behalf of the churches in America. O Rabakastine, Omri Dishte Lebranda, Ene Masan Brobrote Lebela Brontani, Andala Brontani, Andola Brene, Nimasto, O Mingasiana. Amiando la bacasteana. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Mokistea. We pray for deliverance. We pray for freedom. We pray for a breakthrough in the churches, Lord. O brecasinste matala. O bridiscelebronde de besta. O ramasa. Thank you, Lord. Space. Give them space for repentance, Lord. Space for repentance. Space for repentance, Lord. Space for repentance. O bridista bahara mada. Too much drinking in the church. Too much drinking in the church. In the name of Jesus. Too much adultery in the church. Too much passion de debesta. We cry out for the mercy of God. We creme stamana masundro diste ma. Let there be an awakening. Let there be a coming to themselves, O God. Oh, rabakasite la baramba la bakasite.
For just a little leaven, it runs the whole
in the name.
And compromise opens up the door to the devil to bring in all of his junk. So and Lenabasa, just like we read, darkness is gross and darkness does not belong in the church. We are the children of light. So let the church begin to shine bright. Put off that darkness.
Courage,
oh, Pakasopra. Oh, Shine bright. Shine bright. We are to be a beacon of light. A beacon of hope.
May the Holy Ghost come upon them. The Holy Ghost come upon them. May the Holy Ghost come upon them. Give them courage. Give them courage to stand up. Give them courage to turn in the name of Jesus. The awakening in the churches. The awakening. The awakening for those that are lukewarm, Lord. Mason de libesta. Oh, Lord. Lom rapashene me kalabasonde. Om ridishele maha. We pray for an awakening. An awakening, Lord. For the lukewarm church. For the lukewarm church. Oh, rapashene me ridishele maha. Oh, rapashene me kalabasonde. We pray the fire of God. We pray the fire of God upon the church. We pray the fire of God upon the churches. Let there be fire, Lord.
The fire of God coming back into the church.
Fire,
Holy Ghost
fire,
and fire.
Fire in the pulpits. Fire in the church. That which will burn out and burn things out. If my people, that's all of us, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, it's not just adultery, it's not just getting drunk and things like that, but you know, you can have some spiritual attitudes that are sin, unforgiveness, judging other people. No. If my people, oh Lord, let there be awakening in each and every one of us, in all the churches. Ooh, glory to God. I didn't know we were going to go that way, but you know, it's good. It's good. Glory to God. Amen. Because I believe there's space. There's space for repentance, but it's getting more narrow and narrow all the time. Glory to God. And see, so don't judge your brothers and sisters that are lukewarm. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray the fire on them. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't have an attitude like, well, where have you been? No. You pray for them. You surround them with your faith. You surround them with your love. Woo! Glory to God. Everyone say, this is a church on fire. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, let's give God some praise right now. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Oh, Rabakasata. Now, the next area we're going to pray for is we're continuing to pray for the awakening right now. But we are now praying for America's children to awaken to God. And one way to pray for America's children to awaken to God is to pray for those who have influence in their lives. Like their parents, their guardians, their foster parents, their daycare workers, their teachers, their coaches, their Sunday school teachers. We can pray over these influencers. And a scripture that we want to stand on for the children of America is Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Isaiah 54 and verse 13 in the Amplified Version, if we could pull it up. I want you to recite this with me and say this together. Ready, read. And all your spiritual children shall be disciples taught by the Lord and obedient to His will. And great shall be the peace and undisturbed composure of our children. I love that. Say it with me. Great shall be their peace. And their undisturbed composure in the name. Amak, we come against the confusion. We come against the confusion. The confusion. We bind you, devil. We take authority over that confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against that confusion. And we pray di celebro tamastea. And we pray over the influencers. Ha, ha, ha.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Nance or Sabrina, you want to pray over this area? Ha, ha, ha. Just pray as the Holy Ghost leads. This is our children's pastor right here. So let's just pray along with her for a few moments.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over their minds. We plead the blood of Jesus over their souls, Lord. We speak against the spirit of confusion. In the name of Jesus, we speak against the spirit of anxiety. In the mighty name of Jesus, anxiety has to go. Confusion has to go in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up our children, for they are the future. We lift them up, Lord God. We ask for revival. We ask for revival in our children, Lord, from the babies to the youth, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are raising them up to be children of God, that they are going to serve the true and living God, that they are not going to listen to the voices of the world, but they are going to listen to the only voice, and that is you, by the Spirit of God. We thank you, Father God, that you are working in them, Lord, to do your will, to do your plan, and to do your purpose for their lives, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are equipping them, Lord God, that you are awakening them, Lord God, that you are causing their eyes to see the glory of the Lord, that they will have an encounter with you, Father, that they will have such a yearning for you, Lord God, that their hearts will just desire the things of the Lord, that their hearts will yearn, Lord God, for you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are moving, that you are moving in our children, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are just helping them, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, for the influencers in their lives, Father. I thank you for their parents, Lord. I thank you that you are helping these parents, Lord God, to raise up these children in the church, to raise them up to serve you, Lord God. That you are helping them, Father God, equipping them to lead their families, to lead their families, Lord, to lead their children in the way that you have called them to go. I thank you for the teachers, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over these teachers. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are directing these teachers in these schools, public schools, charter schools, private schools, that, Lord God, your will be done in these schools. We speak against all demonic forces in these schools. We speak against all demonic curriculum in these schools. We speak against the spirit of confusion in these schools. There will be no confusion in these schools. There will be no demonic forces in these schools. And we thank you, Father God, that you are moving and awakening these campuses, Lord, from the elementary schools to the college campuses, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your hand is upon our children. Your hand is upon their lives. And we thank you, Lord God, for your children in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. And so we pray now for the preservation of life in America. In the name of Jesus. For you said in Psalms 139:13, you made all the delicate inward parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. Lord, we stand on the word of God that you made each person in their delicate inner parts when they were still in their mother's womb. Among all the things that God hates, he absolutely detests the shedding of innocent blood. That's found in Proverbs 6:16-17. Now, that's not to condemn anybody that, you know, has participated in that. No, no, no. But we can stand as one man. We can stand in America. We have a voice. I didn't get any amen there. We have a voice. And our voice is stronger now than it has been in decades. But there's more territory to take. There's more ground to cover. And so we pray, Kasorame, the preservation of life. The preservation of life in America.
Oh, Brikistana Lande, Ibeshto Ramane, Oh, Rabakasiana. Oh, we stand. We stand on the behalf of the babies. We stand on the behalf of the babies. We stand on the behalf of the mamas. We stay la maranda la makaselam ronde de besteana. Oh, rabakasin de me kalamondea. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we kele bosan reniste le more. Let there be life. Let there be life. We speak life over our children. We speak life over our babies. We speak life over the parents. In the name of Jesus, let there be life. Let there be life. Let there be life. Oh, Brakasa. Oh, Ramakashtidi Namata. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we pray for the preservation of life in America. Amen. Everyone say, let there be life. You know, in Genesis 1, it says, let there be light. Amen. We declare, let there be life. Let there be life. Amen. In the name of Jesus, everyone shout life. The last two areas we're going to pray for tonight, we're going to pray over our youth. Over our youth to awaken to God. Amen. And then we're going to also include with them, we're going to pray over the young adults. Are you ready? This scripture really resonates with me when it comes to thinking about our youth and our children and even our young adults. It's in Acts chapter 2 and verse 17. God says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all people, not just upon older adults. He said, your sons and your daughters, what are they going to do?
Prophesy.
They're going to prophesy.
Amen.
They're going to prophesy. Amen. And then he didn't stop there. He said, and your young men shall see visions. I think in the younger generation, a lot of them have lost their vision. And where there is no vision, what happens? They perish. We could say it this way, where there is no hope. And that is the theme of this prayer. The God of hope. Fill. Fill. Fill, Lord. Fill our children. Fill our youth, Lord. Hombre di celebraca, give them direction. Makolobroti selemonda. Send them on the right course, Lord. Maso remidistea. Mende bosapre patala nistelemane. May they not just be born again, but may they, as Acts 2:17 says, may they be filled with the Holy Ghost. Sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Sensitive to the leadings of the Spirit. Sensitive to the guidance of the Spirit. We pray for our youth to awaken to God. Oh, Bricassane, Mele Brocosti Fredina, Amblundi Zelebrete Mastea, Parnoli Manise di Cola Manala, Oh, Menidela Mata. What a move, what a move. Ahaha. I'm reminded of the move of God, the move of God as a young adult. Misematola, Masia, saved very, 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 not very long, and then filled with the Spirit right away. And then being connected with the right people. And being Lokase Manasta, and experiencing community, and experiencing the breath of the Holy Spirit. Being in those places, Lord, where the glory was so thick that you didn't want to move. Oh God, let our young adults, let our youth experience the real move of the Holy Spirit. Not just so kama diste le branda la masata, omri diste la matare ne solo monde. Oh yeah, and that's where change takes place. And that's where transformation takes place. Oh, brakastata. Give them eyes to see, Lord. Eyes to see. Ears to hear. Eyes to see. Ears to hear. Masondri di stanama. Ondri meshene. Nina mokosteya. Our young people, our young adults, and our children, they want the real thing. They don't care so much about fog machines. They don't care so much about big major concerts. All those things are good. I'm not putting them down. But what they want is the reality of the presence of God that will change them. Amen? The presence of God that will direct them and lead them down the path that He has for their lives. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
And it's so important for this generation to taste and know God. To hunger for Him. To thirst for Him. Come on, church. May there be a hunger and a thirsting and a seeking. For this is the generation that has a voice. A voice that cries out in the wilderness. It's a generation that prepares the way for the Lord. For the soon return of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank You. Generation of our youth and our young adults, Lord, that You are moving, moving by Your Spirit, and You're revealing, and it's just a generation that it's going to know their God, and they're going to be strong. They're going to do exploits, and they're going to walk in Your ways, amen. And they're going to know Your ways, and all they're going to make them known. And it will be the real deal. It will be the real thing. It will be the glory of God moving in this generation. Oh, a great awakening.
And there are many. They are firebrands for Me, and My hand has been upon them even before they were born. And that is sepeto, and they are vital, and they are necessary to this end time revival and this end time awakening. And there are many that have shopra. I have sent them down from heaven, and they are to be a voice for Me in this day and in this hour. And that is why there has been so many attacks against the younger generation, starting off with abortion, trying to take them out before they are even born. And then all of the demonic attacks that have come with the confusion and the gender ID junk and all of that stuff, trying to basupra, trying to silence these vital voices. But those weapons will not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that You are raising them up to be a mighty moving force in the earth. And there shall be a merging of the generations. The older generation will not squelch out the enthusiasm of the younger generation. And the younger generation will not despise the wisdom of the older generation. But when every generation shall find their place and walk in My plan and run their race and unite together in a spirit of love and unity, then shall there be a mighty explosion. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo! And the glory of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth.
Amen.
And it shall arise in our great nation. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! Thank you, Lord. Can you stand up and just thank
yeah,
the Lord?
We Woo! Can stand up.
Amen. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, Woo! Glory, glory.
Working together.
Glory,
Working
glory,
together.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. You know, I think of that
thank
one
you,
scripture
Lord.
Where it Shop says, you know, have they known it? They would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Talking about principalities of power, talking about the devil. Well, had the devil known it, he would have never, ever closed this nation down. He would have never put our youth behind closed doors. Because there's an opening now. There's an opening in the realm of the Spirit. There's an opening. Glory to God. And there's a rushing. Ha ha. There's a rushing in, and there's a movement. Oh, my. Even on college campuses, you can see it. It has started. It's begun. Glory to God. People are being baptized on colleges' campuses. There is a move on. There is a moving out. There is an opening in the realm of the Spirit. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You know what? I'm glad about it, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is alive and well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you.